Good day and welcome back. And when I say welcome back, I mean it this time. It's been, I think, more than 2 years since I did a podcast. At that time, I was director of the Nevada Press Association and was retiring. And I did a farewell podcast saying I didn't know if I'd ever come back or if the podcast would renew without me. Well, it didn't until now, anyway. I have renamed it Four Corners. So if you're confused, if you've listened before, or you're listening to an earlier episode, those were Nevada Press podcasts, and they were a little different focus than what we're doing now, because you know why? I moved after retiring. I now live in New Mexico, near the Four Corners region of the country. So I'm going to do pretty much the same thing, is bring you up to date on what's going on in this region, and I'll include some Nevada, and I'll include some Wyoming, and who knows where else. But what I do is look at some of the local newspapers and pick up little tidbits that I think you might be interested in, and bring you the news, and especially draw attention to those little newspapers, because there's information there that's not found anywhere else. That's always been the purpose of this podcast, is to promote the news that is in the hometown newspapers, and so that's what I'm going to continue doing. It's just going to be a little different location, a little different number of newspapers that I'm doing. So I'm looking in the Four Corners area. Okay. A little bit more about me, if you don't know. I used to live in this area. My wife Jenny and I did, so we moved back after retirement and been enjoying ourselves very much. So I hope you enjoy it, and I'll launch right into the first one in just a minute. Be right back. First item I've picked out, saw in the Durango Herald today. It's a little story by Jonathan Romero. Headlines: police apprehend suspect in food truck burglary. Not big news, I know, but this is the kind of thing that I read the newspaper for, because I have questions. Not for the reporter. It's a good story. It's just a little police item. In the Durango Herald, which, by the way, I used to work at the Durango Herald many years ago. I still enjoy reading it. It is a prototypical local hometown newspaper owned by the Ballantyne family. You can tell it's not a chain newspaper because they've still invested in the news content of it. It has lots of stuff to read in it. So check it out. You can find it online, Durango Herald, and that's what I encourage you to do. Anyway, this story is about second-degree burglary, a felony. Man arrested. He's 28 years old after breaking into a food truck at 11th Street Station there in Durango and stealing an estimated $2,500 in cash. Now, not to be too critical of anybody, but why would you leave $2,500 in cash in your food truck? Oh yeah, there was a safe, cell phones, and other stuff in there. And they caught the guy, so I guess it works out on the end. But here's my advice: if you have a car, if you have a truck, especially if you have a food truck and a business, don't leave your cash in it. All right? So I'm going to turn next to another newspaper in the Four Corners region called the San Juan Record. Be back in just a second. Hi, back again. This time, the San Juan Record. It's there in Monticello, Utah. It's, I say a story in the record about a bear's ears and President Biden's executive order that he signed, bear's ears in Escalante Grand Staircase. I think Monticello is probably the closest newspaper to those areas that have been fairly controversial over the years, very controversial in that area, and probably quite a bit nationally. So if you want to know what's going on with those, San Juan Record, San Juan County, Utah, is a good place to turn for information on there. But you can kind of get that stuff anywhere. What you can't get anywhere is a column in the San Juan Record by Gary Torres called My Cave, My View. And this is the kind of stuff I love reading in small papers because Gary's writing about someone stealing his bucket of tools. He had a New Year's resolution, he says, and a lot of things to do. He says, I'm going to stick to my resolutions to eat healthier, exercise more, swear less, and become a good person. One of those included doing a little task that he needed his toolbox for, and when he couldn't find the toolbox, well, he quotes Mark Twain, and anybody who quotes Mark Twain knows that maybe Twain said it, maybe he didn't, but it doesn't really matter. He quotes Twain as saying, under certain circumstances, profanity provides a relief denied even to prayer. So, anyway, check out the San Juan Record. It's sjrnews.com, and read Gary's column. And if you're like me, you're amused by things like this and enjoy reading them. So, that's what I like to do. Okay, back in a moment with one more item. Again, turning now to the Navajo Times. That's the newspaper for the Navajo Nation, and I live pretty close to the Navajo Reservation, and it's an influence on what happens certainly in the Four Corners area. So I'll be looking at the Navajo Times quite a bit as one of the newspapers I read. It's out of Window Rock. It's NavajoTimes.com. Here's a story by Cindy Urth. Sorry, Cindy, if I mispronounce your name. It's Y-U-R-T-H. I don't know how to pronounce it for sure. Anyway, you may have seen this if you live in this area and follow this kind of news at all. Albert Hale, who was the second president of the Navajo Nation, died this week from complications of COVID, 70 years old. I didn't know Albert at all, and Cindy's story does a good job of going back over his career. Doesn't whitewash it. There was some definite problems during his term, but I just noted, I think it's important to keep track of how many people COVID is taking from us. People we know, people we don't know, but it's definitely been hard on the Navajo Nation, hard hit in the Four Corners area in general has been pretty seriously affected, especially I think Arizona and New Mexico. Certainly where I live in San Juan County, New Mexico, and it has had a lot of cases and a lot of deaths. But I also found out yesterday that a friend of mine in Carson City, Nevada, person I had worked with on some projects and used to see every day in the Nevada Legislative Building, Robin Bates, found out that he died, and also apparently from complications from COVID. So it's a very sad time. It's a difficult time in this country, and I think everybody knows it, and we're suffering through it, but we have to recognize the people we've lost, and we're going to look forward and get through this with vaccinations coming and things looking better. So I'll join you soon for another episode. If you're just listening for the first time, again, realize it's been a rather lengthy absence, and I've come back to this now renamed as Four Corners Podcast. All the old episodes from Nevada Press are still up if you want to listen to them, but I'll be doing some new ones focusing on this area of the country, the four states where Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, and Utah come together. All right, talk to you later. Thanks for listening.